Who is ultimately responsible for your organization's website? Who has the vision, authority, and passion? Without a website manager, your site will fail to reach its potential. In my ongoing series of things that gov.uk have done right, I find myself turning to the subject of website managers. Gov.uk isn't really a single site, but more like a collection of services. Each service is required to have a service manager who's ultimately responsible for that service. A service manager is normally a high-ranking civil servant, somebody with authority to make decisions about how the service is represented online. They are experienced leaders with at least a degree of digital knowledge who drive the direction of the service. Ultimately, the buck stops with them. Now, unlike gov.uk, most of us don't need multiple service managers for our websites, but we do still need a one website manager who's responsible for the entire site. However, despite that, the job description is pretty much the same as that of a service manager. As I explained in an old post I wrote called The Role of Website Owners, a website manager should be a visionary, an advocate, an evangelist, a content guardian, a project coordinator, and a referee. However, most importantly, they need to be ultimately responsible for the site and have the seniority to determine its direction. Without those two characteristics, the website will be left at the whim of others within the organization who have more power. So my question to you is, which one person is ultimately responsible for your website? Has that person got the seniority and authority they need? Are they digitally aware enough to be helpful, and do they have the time to dedicate to the web? The website manager exists to protect a site from interference and to ensure that it always stays true to its underlying principles.